This is Dr. Schumacher, dictating a history and physical on Cammie Short. First name Cammie, C-A-M-M-I-E. Second name Short, S-H-O-R-T. Place was Mission Point in Flint, date February 24th, 2023. New paragraph patient profile. This is Mr. Short is a 59-year-old male who came from McLaren. New paragraph chief complaint. He presented with abdominal pain and was found to have evidence of ileus and pyelonephritis, which was treated, and he has a sacral decubitus ulcer stage 5 period. He also has quadriplegia. In paragraph history of present illness, he is quadriplegic following a wound on around August of last year period. I'm told he had a gunshot wound, but he said he had an accident, but replicates from McLaren state gunshot wound period. His girlfriend states that he was jumped by someone period. After that, he had a laminectomy. He had a traumatic C3 fracture and was post C3 to C6 posterior cervical fusion and laminectomy period. He is quadriplegic and has virtually no movement of his legs and a slight movement of his arms, but very weak, period. There may have been slight improvement in his arm strength, but it's not very functional, period. He was treated with antibiotics for pyelonephritis and comes to us with Cipro 500 BID for 2 more weeks, period. He had blood in the stool. And he was treated conservatively with no surgical intervention, period. They did a tap water enema to help with bowel movements, period. He was septic also, as there was bacteremia, period. He was in the ICU and then the floor, period. He was felt to have acute kidney injury, period. He appears fairly well now and does not look septic now, period. He denies any current dysuria, period. He denies any abdominal pain at the present time, period. His creatinine did come down from 2.7 to 0. Well, down from the, I'm saying it's from the highest 2.7, period. New paragraph. He was residing at Fenton Healthcare, which is a nursing home, after the wound, after the injury period. They did initial therapy, but not prolonged period. They decided to move to a different facility with hope that he could get more therapy, period. Okay. Thank you. New paragraph. Review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills, eye no complaints, ENT no complaints, respiratory, no dyspnea, cough or sputum, cardiovascular chest pain or dizziness, GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, diarrhea or bleeding now, GU, no dysuria or other symptoms. Neurologic, he's quadriplegic, period. He has had a headache today and sometimes gets headaches. No fainting or seizures. Musculoskeletal, he's quadriplegic. He has very limited arm movement and only flickers of movement in his lower extremities. Heme, no bruising or bleeding, but he was anemic in the hospital. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. New paragraph, past history. Osteoarthritis, methicillin resistant staph aureus septicemia, gunshot wound as noted above, period. He denies any heart disease, diabetes, or lung disease, period. New paragraph, family history. His mother, father, and sister had diabetes mellitus, period. A brother and a sister had a myocardial infarction, period. His parents and siblings are all deceased, period. New paragraph, social history. He's been an alcohol abuser. In fact, was drunk when he was jumped on by someone, period. This was obtained, information was obtained from his girlfriend, period. He's been a marijuana user in the past, period. No, he smoked about 10 cigarettes a day. No. New paragraph, medications. Senna, 2 tablets daily as needed for constipation. Seroquel, 25 milligrams twice a day. Potassium chloride, 10 milliequivalents twice a day. Propylene Miralax, 17 grams daily. Multivitamins, 1 daily. Norco, 5 through 25, 1 by mouth as needed for pain. Ferrosulfate, 325 milligrams daily. Cyclobenzaprine, 5 milligrams 3 times a day. Bumex, 2 milligrams daily. Dulcolax suppository, 10 milligrams directly as needed. Allergies not known. Paragraph examination. He is not acutely distressed or acutely ill appearing. Blood pressure 105 over 67, temperature 98.2, pulse 90, respiratory 22, O2 saturation 97%. Head and neck, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular normal. Pupil equine reactive, oral mucosa normal, ear normal inspection, hearing was good. Neck was supple without mass or nodes or thyromegaly. Lungs, clear percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal, S1, S2, no gallop, no murmur. Trace edema, abdomen soft and tender, no palpable organomegaly. Neurologic, he's completely quadriplegic with only some mild movement in his upper extremities and only flickers in the lower extremities, period. Cranial nerves were normal, though, period. New paragraph, musculoskeletal. He has virtually no movement of his legs at all, and there's slight movement of his proximal upper extremities and slight but extremely weak hand grip that's minimal and not functional, period. New paragraph, assessment plan. 1, he had ileus, which has resolved. 2, he has pyelonephritis and bacteremia and comes to us on Cipro 500 milligrams twice a day, which I will continue for 14 days, period. 3, has a sacral decubitus and will order wound care, period. 4, is quadriplegia, period. There will be an attempt at physical therapy, but the prognosis for ambulation is very poor, period. They may be able to work with bed mobility, period. 5, had anemia and has had transfusions, period. Six, he has edema and comes out in Bumex 2 milligrams daily, period. I'll order a basic metabolic panel next week, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation. Oh, there's Rob.